Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. Even now I'm sure that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Your brother will rise again. Jesus assured her, I know he'll rise again. Martha replied, in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he should die, will come to life. Whoever is alive and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I've come to believe that you're the Messiah, the Son of God. He who is to come into the world. Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So one idea I think is worth reflecting upon is not all people live to be 105 years old. So we should be thankful for the many, many years that she lived. And maybe call to mind the many wonderful memories you have of Margarita, no? I have the privilege of saying that my grandmother lived in 3 centuries. Okay? You might say that that's impossible, but she was born in 1898 and she died 2002. So Margarita beat my grandmother by 1 year, no? Maybe 6 months, no? But thanks be to God for these many years. And invite you to, yes, to call to mind sometime today one or two good memories that you had about Margarita, and offer that as a prayer. Because we can pray in many ways. We can pray through our memories, you know? We can pray through our hearts. We can pray the rosary. We can pray the Mass. There are thousands of ways to pray, but we have to pray. And prayer is when we connect with God. We connect with God. And I invite all of you to make a novena for her. Novena in Spanish, novena, almost the same, is 9 days. So starting today, make a novena for her. Now you can make it many ways. You can pray the rosary every day for 9 days, or maybe pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, or the Litany of the Sacred Heart. Or the best would be if you could go to Mass. You know, some of you come to our church, St. Peter's, you know, we've got a lot of Masses. You can come early in the morning at 6 or 8 or 12 or 6:15, and to receive Holy Communion for Margarita. Sure that when I die, I'd like to have not one novena, but many novenas for me. I don't know about you people, no? I think that the more prayer, the better, right? The more prayer, the better. So we hope and we pray that she's in heaven. But if she's in purgatory, we want to get her out of purgatory as quickly as possible, right? And I like to know with an absolute certitude that she's in heaven, but I can't say that because only God knows, no? Sure, she's had many beautiful things she's done in her life, but only God can read the heart. So it's important for us to kind of pray. To pray people into heaven. And if she's already there, God will take our prayers and apply it to someone else. I mean, God, you know, God, any prayer that is said with humility, trust, confidence, purity of heart, God takes that prayer and applies it to someone else. So, praise the Lord in that respect. Friday is a day also we honor the Sacred Heart. So So let's turn to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that which is filled with love, tenderness, compassion, and ask and pray that Margarita will find her true home in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen. Okay.